I need someone to listen to me.
I'm busy at the moment. Maybe one of the uniforms.
I said I need someone to listen to me.
Okay. Do you want to report a crime?
I've lost track of all the crimes.
I don't understand.
I lived in this neighborhood all my life, keeping my complaints to myself, but no more. My apartment has been broken into 7 times in the last 4 years. 7 times! And you never catch anyone. You have got graffiti and cuss words on every single wall that you see. I've got needles on my sidewalk, beer cans on my lawn, and I stopped ducking at the sound of gunshot years ago. We can drop smart bombs down chimneys half a world away. But some sicko gets released from jail because of a computer screw-up and rapes my niece. How does this make sense? I see that yellow police tape everywhere that I go, and it's all sirens and helicopters and searchlights. You've got mothers killing their children, children killing strangers, and maniacs flying airplanes into buildings, and I just want life to go back to the way that it should have been. What are you doing to make us feel safe?
Uh-oh. What have you done now? Told y'all niggas. You just don't listen. Why must you be hard-headed? Explain. But you didn't hear me though. Now, I must fight you. I must. But I want to.
Yeah. A little long intro, but here we are. Guess who's back? I got the superhero Bailey Fink in the house.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, and I got my boy Balter.
Something about dominoes.
Yeah. What's happening? That's right.
Yeah.
Something about dominoes.
I hit that mark, right?
Yeah.
You did.
That was good.
I didn't fuck it up.
Exactly what we wanted.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. So I appreciate you indulging me for a minute with that intro, and it'll make sense when we wrap things up as we proceed through the podcast. So welcome, Brandon and Bailey.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. So here we are one more time.
Back again.
Thank you for giving me a last chance. That's all I want to say.
Last chance for what?
You know, just the last chance to prove myself.
You've already proven yourself. You got your pass.
It's good.
Good. So what's been up since the last time we talked? Fellas, we all got headphones on this time.
You
know,
we do.
Slowly, we're
putting this. Professional.
A little profesh, yeah.
The pieces of the puzzle are coming together.
Yeah.
One more time for your motherfucking mind. What's up?
I like that.
You like that?
I do. I like that.
Is that the phrase?
Yeah, so it's been a minute, man.
Yeah,
lots
it has.
Happened. Lot of interesting things have happened since we last met. Yeah.
It's been a few weeks.
Been a couple, that's for sure.
It's at least been a few or a couple.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah.
Just been hanging out, trying to put everything together. Got some really cool interviews. You may or may not have listened, but for those of you who are listening, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for following the podcast, American Riddle. Thanks for following me. What's my name?
Malcolm
Riddle.
There you go. I need to have
Mr.
someone
M.
introduce me, you know? I always
you need, a, you need an in- intro, yeah.
Yeah, got to figure that out soon. But we're putting it together. Like, you know,
yeah,
one time we didn't have headphones. One time we had one mic. And no mixer. Now we got a mixing board. Looks kind of cool.
Such a
huh?
difference.
It felt like Dre right here where you guys were watching me.
I mean, I saw you
messing with the levels and shit.
I saw you tinkering.
little. I really wasn't. I was like, let me make it look like I'm doing something.
I was thinking to myself, I was like, is he really doing something? Or no, is he just doing
it? No, I was just trying to make it look cool to buy some time.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, so.
A little bit of a Jam Master.
Guy. That's right.
Yeah.
Jam Master Malk.
So since we last spoke, who have you had on the podcast since we last spoke?
Oh, man. Who did I have? I forget. Last week I had Anthony Quinn, Tony Quinn, wine enabler, as he calls himself, from Cleveland Park. Wine and Spirits out of Washington, D.C., had a passionate discussion. It was great having him on. I think we're going to have him on again for part two so he can talk to us about that neighborhood and all the exciting things that goes on. So he was a lot of fun. That was a really good one. I forgot who I did before that. It's vague. I can't remember. You remember?
You went out to where did you go? I don't know, somewhere a half hour out, and I can't remember who you were speaking to.
We were out in, like, Maryland or somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know, but, you know.
Remember. Sometimes the mind takes you places that you're not supposed to remember.
So. The motherfucking saga continues.
That's right.
A lot of profanity going on here. Just testing the waters. Just been putting along, working the beat, working stiff,
yes.
You know, the grind.
The grind.
Day in the salt mines. You know how that is. So nothing changed there. Met a couple interesting characters, though.
Tell us about them.
Man, I'm telling you, it's been a crazy, crazy couple of weeks. Ran into a guy recently. I don't know if I told you guys a story, but helped him out with something. I can't remember what it was, something electronic-based, I'm sure. And he invited me to his restaurant for a free meal. Yeah, you know, get comped, hooking people up, customer service. Long John Silver's was the restaurant.
Oh, right.
It's pretty cool.
It's a place that serves you the extra, like, stuff that they get at the bottom of the deep fryer is, like,
that's right.
A snack.
I told him I was going to hook a brother up with extra hush puppies.
Oh,
huh?
My God.
And a dipping sauce.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's all you need.
So,
yeah.
He was really cool. Margin on that.
He was an Indian guy who's got a Long John, so really, I can't remember his name, but it was a funny encounter, so... Stuff like that.
That's always good.
Yeah, Long John Silver's. I haven't been there in about 20 years.
Man.
But
I'm pretty sure they outlawed
them. I used to go there in college. I used to go there in college all the time.
There was a hot chick I used to go, and I was chasing her, and she worked there. And so I'd go there just for that.
There you go.
Was she president now?
So,
I mean, she's going places, I know.
No. I don't know.
It's
a long time.
I would go for the hush puppies and to ring that damn bell for that good service on the way out. That's why I would go to Long John Silver's.
So she had a good personality is what you're saying.
She's hot. Yeah, she's still a very pretty person. And she has gone on to bigger and better things. But that was, you know, long time ago, my friend. And, I haven't had hush puppies in the better part of a decade plus, probably longer. I mean, they're good. I remember.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
The dipping sauce.
It's about like Virginia, sort of the border. It's like you can't really get hush puppies any further north.
I don't quite understand Long John Silver's. Didn't they combine with two restaurants or something like that? Isn't it like two? You know how like KFC merged with
Taco Bell?
I think
Pizza Hut
quality establishment.
Yeah,
I went there one time. I was like hammered drunk.
That's a dare. Yeah,
it was like 3 a.m. And I was, I don't know what time it was, 3, 4 a.m., something like that. And I walked into a Taco Bell. You know, it's the only thing to eat. You know, you get like a burrito and some tacos, Supremes.
It doesn't matter what it is, yeah.
And there were some kids in there, and they were hammered, too. And there was
goo
and just like stuff all over the fountain machine.
Oh, it's all part of the experience.
And the ground was all sticky. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And the kids, they looked up, and they were like, quality establishment. So I never forget that. I always say that every time I think of Taco Bell.
Quality
establishment. I love Taco Bell. Like, I had some good memories, too. Back in college, I lived in a really shitty, shitty neighborhood. And there are two cops that basically stayed at the Taco Bell right next to where I lived. And they wore these white, like, cop suits and just sat there. And I was like, that must be the cushiest cop job is to get the Taco Bell beat. And they got free soda.
Yeah.
The Taco Bell beat.
Yeah. All the sugar water you could
that's right.
It was amazing.
Load up.
Yeah.
God, I've been having issues with sugar lately. Just doesn't stick. It's just like it hurts my stomach and a whole nine. It's just telling my body is rejecting anything that's bad lately.
Same here.
But then like last week.
Doesn't stop me.
When I did the interview with Tony Quinn, I was waiting on him. He was an hour late. You know what I mean? So when he got here, I was already three sheets to the wind. I drank a half a bottle of Red Zinfandel.
What else can you do?
And I ended up drinking the majority of the bottle of Zin. And for some reason, when I left the interview, or the conversation more or less, I went. I don't even know why I did it. I went to McDonald's. I haven't been had a quarter pounder with cheese.
You
I,
just get.
I said, "Oh fuck it! I want a Royale with cheese."
Royale
you know
with cheese.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, "I'm gonna give me a Royale with cheese."
They weren't gonna know what the hell you're talking about.
Because the metric system.
That's right.
No, yeah.
And what happened was I got it and I started eating it and I was just like, "This doesn't taste like meat." But I'm just like, I'm eating it, going down. I shovel it down in
it's
record
pink stuff.
Record speed. Let me tell you, there's a warp drive for eating. Quarter pounders with cheese.
Three bites or less.
Yeah,
there's,
I pretty
there's
much.
Not. There's not.
There's not.
There's not.
There's not.
Walter knows.
I shot you down.
The point I'm trying to make is I inhaled it.
I'm waiting.
And it just, it was like mortar in my gut.
Was it immediate?
Yeah. But I had to make it home. So I made it home. And then the room started spinning.
You're lucky.
On top of the red wine. Threw up a lot. I think I puked a gallon.
Oh.
Yeah, a gallon. All at once. Like in one puking.
One puke.
Is that a word?
That's just that's your body telling you you
like,
need to get less hamburger
one puke session.
Yeah, it was one. I felt great after.
I was going to say.
I was like,
you must have felt like a new man after that.
Well, I didn't know if I was going to shit or puke at the same time because.
Yeah, it's a toss up.
Yeah, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you got a decision to make.
You can't predict that shit. You're in trouble.
It's a decision to make.
Yeah.
Think about that decision.
Yeah.
And the time is ticking. We talked about this before. But when you're faced, this is the Cuban Missile Crisis of problems to have when you're drunk.
Yep.
Right? I wasn't even drunk, to be honest. I just had a couple drinks. No big deal. But the quarter pounder with cheese.
Your wife.
A little bit more of a half a bottle of wine.
Okay.
That'll do it.
You're an alcoholic.
Do it for me.
I'm going to call you out now.
My point is, when you're faced with that the Cuban Missile Crisis, you're like Kennedy, and you're standing there. You know that picture of Kennedy where it's crossed.
Yeah,
you know what
you're
I mean?
Standing in the bathroom. Yeah. You're crossed,
and you kind of want
you see
RFK,
the sink. You see the toilet.
You kind of want RFK to come up beside you, so
just
they
let
take,
you know,
it's like take this shit on Castor for me.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
It didn't
want
happen,
to tell
though,
you
man. So I was like, "Fuck, I don't know what's going to happen." But luckily, fate was on my side, and I ended up puking, and I felt better afterwards.
There you go.
Yeah, I went to sleep, woke up, so. That was my story for that.
Yeah.
That's McDonald's,
that's
you know.
That's Walter's like daily thing.
I don't like Raul Castro either.
No.
They're all bad.
He doesn't eat quarter pounder with cheeses.
They probably don't have that there.
You don't think so?
They just eat like goat.
There's a lot of problems with Cuba right now. Jay-Z went to Cuba
I love Cuba.
Did he really?
Yeah, he went and got in trouble or something.
That's right.
Everybody's like, oh, shame, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Blah.
I mean,
the biggest export is second baseman. old Cuba joke. That's an old Cuban joke, yeah.
Oh, and the hits keep coming. Try the veal. He'll be here all week.
Zing.
That's good.
All right. Who else did I meet? Let me think. After podcasting, I was driving by a Chick-fil-A. Ran into Crazy Cooter.
Crazy Cooter?
Crazy Cooter from the Dukes of Hazzard.
What?
You ever watch the Dukes of Hazzard? Y'all don't even remember.
I know what it is.
No, they used to show when I was a kid, like Saturday morning, like cartoons. They would show like old TV and stuff, and I would see that. Yeah.
You mean the Johnny Knoxville, Sean William Scott movie?
No,
right?
How was Jessica Simpson?
Really?
I'm just kidding.
I knew it. There's some things I just can't talk. But you know it. I know. I mean, Bailey Fink is pulling my leg. You got me.
I know Cooter. Not well, not personally.
Crazy Cooter. I think he held public office at one point.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He did, actually.
And he actually does, like, some crazy radio and stuff around here.
Oh, he came. He was
Hence the name.
He was
what?
At
Hence the name.
He was at a Chick-fil-A. Headphones help, don't they?
Yeah, they
of course.
Do.
Of course,
huh? Yeah.
You knew you were missing it.
You did. Did you see the head turn?
Without the headphones, you guys don't
That's
know.
It.
Well, now I know when I'm getting picked up. I get it.
My point is, I always say that, though, my point. You know, I gotta stop.
And you never make it. You say
no,
it.
No.
You say it,
yeah,
and
no,
you stop short of it every time.
Bottom line.
This is great. I'm glad you guys are back.
I want you to hit the
really
key
am.
D, and
you
don't.
Anyway, Crazy Cooter. So, Dukes of Hazzard, big, huge when I was a child growing up. My old man never let me watch it. He was pissed.
It's racist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was like, I didn't know at the time. You know, I see guys jumping.
No, it's not racist. I'm just kidding.
Well, they had bow and arrows with dynamite on them. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Badass.
Blowing shit up.
And a cool car.
Jumping over.
Yeah.
Creeks. You know? I thought that was amazing. Growing up, this is one of the greatest shows ever. I mean, you had the $6 Million Man. You had Males a little bit before, I think, the Dukes of Hazzard. But stuff like that was just very intriguing. So.
Knight Rider.
Bionic Woman.
Let me tell you, my old man, he wasn't big on the Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, we would try. We had to wait. Maybe he'll be at a business meeting. He'll be at a business meeting tonight or something. Or or messing around on my mom or something, you know? Please, please.
Something. Yeah, so something, I can watch the Dukes of Hazzard.
Doing something.
Rolling
you know
bounce,
I mean?
Yeah.
You know, playing dominoes, something like that. You know what we do.
Cue it. You got. That's where you say it.
What?
Domino. Oh,
domino. No. No, I think he's talking about actually playing
actual
dominoes, the game.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You know, bones, throw
them
bones.
I've never played dominoes before, have you?
Toss some bones.
No.
Uno? Tunk?
No. I don't.
Spades?
Uno is just
maybe spades.
It's a commercial game.
Tunk sounds like a Star Wars creature
you ever,
of some sort.
Never play, listen to that, you guys. You ever play belts?
No.
Belts that sounds is, like something.
I haven't been able to. I don't have yeah. a. I haven't had a belt that fit me in a couple years.
Belts is when you turn the lights out in the room.
Uh-huh.
You want to go to a basement, somewhere you can't get out or get away.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the lights out and just start swinging the belt at each other.
Yeah.
No, I
we just called
not.
That blind chicken. We called that blind chicken. We get on, yeah, do
we
that.
We used to play that.
Oh, yeah. Something tells me I wouldn't fare well in a game like that,
yeah,
so I'm glad
sucked.
I haven't heard of it.
Especially if you backed yourself in a corner.
Yeah, I got punched through drywall one time playing that game. Big old knot on the back of my head. I was probably like 12 years old.
He was just playing himself. There's nobody else there.
Oh, the pitch. I'm
some birthday party. I can't remember.
I'm just thinking about that.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect Balter imprint through the wall.
It was like the shape of my head, yeah. I think we're, instead of using belts, it was those inflatable like boxing gloves. But when you you can get punched through a wall with those, and that hurts.
I guess so. It must have been a hard one.
Yeah, so Cooter was there.
Oh,
and
I love Cooter.
Chick-fil-A. So I drove by. I saw this line. There were cops out, like cops on the corner.
It's too busy.
Cops on the corner, yeah. Lights flashing. You'd think something. What's going on here? A chicken sandwich or whatever. You know, because you know, whole gay thing and gay rights and marriage.
Yeah.
It's over now, right?
It is. They went back.
I can get
on
a
it.
Chicken sandwich now.
It's
I went
such
there
a
today.
Good sandwich,
I
know?
Went there today.
I can get a chicken sandwich now.
I'll show my solidarity in other ways.
It's kind of like the what was it? The BP thing. You know, everybody chilled
yeah.
out.
Well, see,
yeah.
I think it's bullshit. Is the same way. Like you know, you're going on strike against the franchise, and those dudes are paying a fee. They're not. They don't have anything to do with corporate.
No big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
I want a chicken sandwich. I want a chicken sandwich.
NBD,
I held out for a long time.
I did too. You did too. We
no,
talked
I immediately got a sandwich and ate it.
No,
in front
I thought we
no.
talked about this.
No,
didn't you hold out for a little while too?
I had no interest in holding. No, no. Because I think it's stupid. You know, vote if you want to with your mouth. I'm going to eat my delicious chicken sandwich. And, you know, I can still support gay rights without having to, you know, stop eating chicken sandwiches.
Sure.
They're still going to be gay.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's what it is.
You know, you're born like in chicken. You're born gay. It's the same thing.
You
got
to do it.
Yeah.
Got to.
Yeah.
So.
Cooter.
Cooter. What a name, too.
C-double-O.
So we made eye contact. Yeah. I walk out there, and I'm like, that's crazy. Cooter.
He's a big old right winger, so it makes sense, yeah.
I'm like, man, that's him. He looks up at me, and he looks up, and he gives me this big old smile. For a second, I thought about getting in line so I could give him $10 to get a picture taken with him. And then I looked around, and I saw
charging $10?
$10 a picture, right?
He still got that kind of pull?
They had the generally. The line was huge.
What, for him, not for the chicken.
Not for the chicken.
Not for the chicken.
No,
but he was
okay,
next.
So I'm surprised twice now in this conversation.
He was next to the general.
But there were no white people, right?
Oh, he's next
it was
to
all.
General.
Yeah. It was all white people, is what you're saying. Okay.
And that's when I started.
That doesn't jive with me. I've never heard of white people liking Cooter. I don't get that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I got no problem. You know what I mean?
Why do you got to bring race into
that's
it?
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not playing a race card or anything like that. But I stood in the. I got in the line for a second. I looked. And I was like, this is a long line. You see Cooter. And he's sitting there and he's signing autographs to two General Lees with all these autographs on him. Really cool. I really like the car a lot. Don't care too much for the flag, but the car itself, I mean, as your childhood, it just represents.
It's iconic.
You know,
it's got that great horn.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, gotta love
that. It plays Dixie, yeah.
Long live. And I look at the line and I start listening and they're playing like all this country music and the devil. What's that song? The devil.
Devil goes.
Yeah.
Down to
Georgia.
Went down
like
to Georgia.
Yeah. That's cranking. You know, it's cranking.
Classic fiddle tunes.
And it's a lot of, you know, a lot of hillbillies. A lot of hillbillies.
I can imagine.
You know, I felt like Reggie Hammond when he went into the, you know, when he went into the hillbilly bar in 48 Hours.
That's right.
I felt like that. And I started feeling
Pee-wee
like
Herman
that. And I was like, you know what? And I thought about my old man. Yeah,
excellent.
And I was going to get the autograph. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to get the autograph and post it on Facebook. Fuck my old man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll show him. But then I just started thinking of everything. And I was like, you know what? I think my old man might be right. You know, this is bullshit. And I just kind of just phased out of it. And just like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I felt kind of... Yeah, you know, it's Cooter, though.
It's interesting that it came back, though, and kind of presented itself in front of you. Think about it
a
little bit. Yeah.
Fucking old man's right.
Yep.
I can relate. I wasn't allowed to watch.
Not saying the Cooter's bad. No, not saying that the funds that we spend our chicken go to this group or that. Who knows where it goes? Where do the taxes go? You know what I mean? You know, what are they putting money in that? You know, I got into this discussion with this girl the other day. I was really hype, and we'll talk about it later, fellas. Don't get excited. I talked about Tom Cruise,
his movie
coming out, Oblivion. Oh, I don't spend my money on Tom Cruise because it goes to here, and his money goes. I was like, what are you talking about?
It all goes to shoe lifts and everything.
Yes, right.
Yeah,
that's right.
He is tiny.
He's addicted to those.
He's tiny. Yeah.
Tom Cruise is.
He's a layoff.
We'll talk about him. Yeah, later. He's the but man. My point is, who knows where your money goes? You know, the fact is, I want to be entertained. If I want to be entertained by crazy motherfucking Cooter. I want to be entertained by. Tom Cruise, they do their jobs
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
especially Tom Cruise. Especially Tom Cruise,
and that's how I feel about a lot of things.
He's entertaining. Mm-hmm. I kind of leave it as that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Tom Cruise, I went to the movies yesterday. Was it yesterday? It was yesterday. I went to the movies to see Oblivion. I took my son. My son's at that. I've talked to you guys about Justin before. He's at that weird age where he's almost a preteen and he's got his identity. Doesn't want to have anything to do with pops.
Yep.
He's a real firecracker.
Yeah, he's a rebel.
Yep,
he's a rebel. He grew his hair out.
Oh no.
Yeah, grew his hair out. And, he used to look like me, resemble me. He still does, but he grew his hair out. He's got his own identity. He's finding his way through the universe. So now what I do? I sneak attack him. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna go to the movies on Fridays. Pick him up from school. You know?
Nice.
Have dinner,
nice.
Go to a movie.
Perfect.
You know, before he gets a chance to, like, escape.
Yeah.
And
come up with another plan.
Yeah, hook up with his cousins or his uncles and stuff like that. You know, the real cool guys.
That's right.
And they are cool.
I'm sorry, man.
I hate my brothers, man. They're all good looking. Tall. Strapping.
Oh, man, my brother's tall.
What the hell does strapping mean anyway?
I don't know.
He's better looking. Better looking. Yeah. Probably.
My brother's all looking.
My brother's strapping means I would have to strap on stilts to be even close to his height.
I'm like the cousin of Tom Cruise or like... You know how Tom Cruise or what's the guy's name?
Was Eddie Murphy's brother?
Yeah. I'm like that.
Murphy?
He's kind of clearly a loser.
Yeah,
kind of
like something retarded going on, like something different.
Something different.
Like, you know what I mean?
Clearly.
I'll tell you.
Like Picasso drew Eddie Murphy and it's just wrong. I don't like it.
I'm like that. I'm like a shorter, dumpier version of my brother.
Oh,
so like, they're really like good-looking guys, tall, thin abs, and nice beards that actually like connect. You know, the goatee.
It's not patchy. Yeah.
For a black man, a goatee is very important. Mine doesn't connect right. You know what I mean?
The fuck is that, man?
The fuck's going on here? So I got to wear it like I'm a painter or some shit. You know what I mean? It's a little triangle.
Little French stash going.
I pull it off. I'm exposing myself here, but that's all right. I'm amongst friends. Yeah, I'm like the Patrick Swayze. That's who I was looking for. His brother. I think it's his brother. It looks like Patrick's it. He looks like Patrick Swayze. But not so much.
The Frank Stallone of...
Frank Stallone might be better looking now, better than Sylvester Stallone.
Actually, and he's kind of successful too, which is a little strange. He's like an Oscar and a Grammy winner.
Didn't they used to say like, was it Sylvester Stallone was kind of the loser in the family, but then he sort of, you know, made it.
Took
shit.
Off a little bit, yeah.
I'm like Sylvester Stallone's mom. I'm just not
nobody
there,
even
man.
Knows who you
just,
are, yeah.
Damn. Anyway, I don't want to, let me get depressed here. So we went to the movie. I trapped my son. Yeah, we're going to the movie. Blah. Let's check it out. We both adore Tom Cruise.
He's a pretty man.
He is that. Yeah.
He's also a fantastic entertainer.
He looks great.
Yeah,
he really.
I like to
he really
tap
is.
Dance.
Time has been very kind, very very kind to Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
and you know his work shows it. His ethic, everything that he does. So we went to the movies. We went to Regal Cinema. It's kind of out of my way. Went there, and a funny thing happens. We're in line. And
I really wanted to hear about this.
We're in line and getting our tickets. Well, let me just backpedal a little bit. We go to the movie theater, and I always tell Justin, I'm like, you know, always, you know, be on point. Protect yourself at all times. You know, always think ahead of the game. So
keep your wallet in your front pocket.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Speaking of wallets, I had a few microphones. I had some equipment with me, and I was like, I don't want to leave them in the parking lot, in the parking garage. I was like, let me see your backpack. I'm going to put them in there. You know, we'll just go into the movies. No big deal. So I go in, and the usher there, some little kid or whatever, he's like, hold it!
Yeah. Some prepubescent little fuck.
Hold it!
Yeah. Excuse me, sir.
I gotcha.
you got to step to the side. You know what I mean? I'm like, step to the side. I thought I was, you know, I'm thinking like.
Getting punked.
Like, you know, maybe, yeah. I'm like, what's going on?
Maybe I want something.
We're going to have to search you and your bag. I'm like, search me in my bag. I'm like, really? I think he's joking. Because I've been there 1,000 times. Like, I go to that theater. You know, we've gone to that theater.
And it's a staple.
It's way out of my way. I don't live in that neighborhood anymore. It's easily out of my way. I can go to 3 or 4 different theaters that are more convenient as far as geography goes. And so I went there, and the kid, whatever. So he's doing whatever he's told to do. I'm like, here, open your bag or whatever. So I open my bag, and, you know, it's my computer, microphones, the cable, stuff you see right now. So I didn't want to leave it out there or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, why am I explaining myself to Junior? You know, but you know, it's his job. You know, I can relate to that. I can dig it. You're just doing your job, but I don't see any signs up or anything. My son, he looks at me and is like, why is this going on? Yeah. You know, and then, you know,
he must have been
confused. As a man. Yeah. So, you know, I got to think, you know, my mind's going 1,000 miles.
Like, how do I react to this in front of him? How do I
exactly.
act?
So we go,
show him how to be a man.
We do what we usually do. We go over and play the Terminator game, but then we see the Fast and the Furious game. So throw some quarters, some tokens in, start playing. Meanwhile, my mind is racing, and I'm thinking, like, what the fuck is this shit? Really? Really, you're going to search me? So I look over, and I'm watching the same kid, the same usher, and everybody's getting their tickets. I see, you know, 1 or 2 people get in. They have bags, some backpacks, bags, purses, oversized purses. I don't know what these things are. They're bigger and bigger than my bag.
Bigger and more menacing looking probably than what you had with you.
Whatever. And so I'm looking at it. 2 go by, 3 go by. I'm like, ah, no big deal. I was like, maybe they're on every other one or every 6. I watched 20-ish people go by.
Stopped.
Is stopped. Yeah, no one stopped. So I'm like, all right. I think I can't stand it anymore. You know, I'm like, I'm not boiling, but I think I need some
You've
clarity.
You've seen it happen right in front of you, though.
I need some clarity. I need answers. I need to get to the bottom of this. So I tell him, I say, why don't you do me a favor and get a manager? And he's like, I just got to do it. You know, it's here or something. And he tries to show me something. I'm just like, no, it's better. Let me speak to an adult. And so I go back to the game, playing a game, and I hear keys jingle. I wish I had a sound effect. Keys jingle. Don't worry about it.
It's not worth the trouble.
I was ready. That was my moment now.
Yeah. I got keys right here. I hear keys.
We didn't need to. Okay, we're going to.
Isn't that good?
Picking that's up real well. Real nice.
You're taking me there. I feel
yes,
it.
Yeah. So I hear keys jingling in my bag. I purposely had my back towards them. And, you know, there's two managers come up. Two. You know, you got to have the good cop, bad cop. But you have to, through any, you know, managerial system, you always have two. You know, I know the game. I know how it's played, you know. So they come up, and they're young. They're probably, you know, in their early 20s. If that. So I introduce myself, shake their hand, and repeat their name back to them. And they're like, you know, we're going through the whole dance. And, you know, it's mind-boggling because everything that I said, the first thing that I said, and I didn't raise my voice. I was speaking lower than this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was very calm. And I told them that I was very disappointed and I was offended as a customer.
Did you tell him, I mean, you come here on a regular basis?
I made that very clear. I'm pretty close. I mean, I'm there a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And I told him, as a customer, a repeat customer, a regular customer, almost weekly, sometimes I've been there 2-3 times
a
week.
Yeah.
And anyone that follows me on Twitter, anyone that follows me on Facebook, anyone that follows me on Instagram probably have seen the ticket stubs from Regal Fox Cinema in Ashburn, Virginia. You know, I go there a lot. I go there quite a bit.
Such a local celebrity.
You know?
Yeah.
No. Customer service has gone to shit so bad that they don't even know the names or know who you are. They may recognize my face. I'm sure they'll recognize me after
this.
Yesterday.
They recognize your money is what they.
Yeah, right. No one goes out of their way to. Very few organizations go out of their way to get to know the customers.
Yeah, I'm surprised if it does happen.
You've got to go to the smaller theaters. That's what you got to do. Even the Angelica's a little more intimate, I think.
Well, the management comes out, so we're talking, and I tell them, you know, how disappointed I am, and they look at me and I'm we're going through the whole, you know, back and forth. And I said, look, what and I didn't use the word upset, but I said, what's disappointing is, you know, I'm sitting here first. I'm sitting here and I'm watching everyone come through and no one else is being, you know, being stopped. No one else is being seized. No one else is being searched, but only me. So I'd like to know why is that. And she says, I think her name was Jillian. She says from Regal Cinema in Fox,
what a bitch.
Ashburn, Virginia, 20148. the parking in the garage.
I wish I had the phone number.
The wow.
This is getting creepy.
Listen, no, seriously. She goes on and she goes, well, you know, I agree with you. We shouldn't be singling anyone out, but we are singling you out. And we are singling out, any male with a bag or something of that nature. Because I even said, so what you're doing is you are singling out a specific gender. Is this what I'm hearing? You're singling out a specific gender, yeah. Which is myself, male. And she goes, yes, okay. And I look at the other manager and he nods. And I'm like, you know, there's something wrong here. I was like, you see the amount of bags that are being trafficked through right now? There's a lot of traffic going on. Well, we cannot search every woman's bag because that would take too much time. It would take too much time. Too much time, really? It would take too much time. And I could see if you did, you know, every other, every two, one, you know, every, you know, six person that comes in, but we can't do that. So, you know, we did, you know, single you out and search you and your bag. And I'm like, well, you know, that's where I have a problem. I'm disappointed and I'm upset because of the way you're going about it.
Yeah.
If you had a sign up, I said, look, I understand. The times are very scary right now. Everyone's tense of what's going on in the world.
Yeah, but they're not making it public knowledge.
You're sitting there and you're just basically profiling someone because of their gender at this point. I didn't get in. I didn't use the race card. I didn't say anything about this side or the other.
They didn't even see your penis. It's weird that they thought
that. It is very, very, very weird. They didn't. They
not
didn't,
till later.
No. They didn't even ask.
No. Yeah. They just went in for it.
Yeah. It was, present it. No, very, nothing like that. Didn't buy you dinner.
I was invaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's serious. It's fucking serious. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought about it the next day or today, the more pissed off I am because, sure. A, you're targeted. And then I've got to answer to my son because he's looking up.
Yeah, your kid
he's,
with you.
He's that's looking
a, that's
up.
The thing that's, that,
I think that would be the worst part.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's
he's
the worst.
Looking up at me and he wants to know answers, right?
You can deal with a shitty world when your kid's not there. You know, the world is shitty. Yeah.
Listen, man, I've been discriminated on from black people to, you know, white people from all over since I was a child. Big fucking deal. I personally can handle it, but do I have to handle it?
Right.
Do I have to tolerate it? You know, do we have to go through these extremes to live in the world that we live in? Sometimes the answer is yes, we do have to search. Yes, we do have to take the time, but there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. The way they did it was the wrong way. And the way they did it, they just had some kid, you know, making X amount of dollars an hour. He doesn't know what he's looking for because the first thing I opened up was a bag full of electronics and wires. He has no idea what he's looking for.
So was he the one that made the decision to stop you?
That's right.
Okay.
So he made the decision.
What's his call?
They made the decision
to back him.
Empower him.
Yeah.
Okay? This is where I have the problem.
Right.
I also have a problem with them singling out males because when you single out males, then it goes to something later down the road where you start profiling someone else. I'm not going to that extreme, but we know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to single out whether someone's black or whether it's someone's someone talked to me the other day when everything was going on in Boston, and she's like, a friend of mine was saying, well, you know, what if they're Persian or what if they're Arabic or what if they're da-da-da? So what the fuck difference does it make? There's people dead. Yeah. There's people bleeding.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's not your religion. It's not that you're Muslim. It's not that you're Christian or you're from Palestine or you're from – the fact is – it's the hatred and it's the mentality that fuels that. And people hide behind these religions and they want to hide just to point the finger and say,
that's what black
people do. That's what Muslims do. This is how they act. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to give anyone that type of fire.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Firepower.
Nope.
Yeah. I didn't make a scene. There were people walking by trying to eavesdrop and listen to see what's going on. But you know, that's not who I am.
You could have, let's be honest.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to assess the situation. And, A, yes, I'm even if I was by myself, I don't know, I might have snapped. But,
I always make a scene. I'm a big scene maker.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to, I respect where I'm at. I respect the community. I respect the establishment. And I do, and I told them, I respect their policy. I do, because we are in times where things will be and need to be altered just to protect our freedom. But at the same time,
Abu Nazir, man.
At the same time, we're smart enough. I think we have the technology and the means to put a sign up. If you need a sign, say we're sorry to inconvenience you, but we will be.
You may be searched.
Random. Searches of stuff, you know, of your personal stuff. You know, we apologize, management, Regal Cinema, blah, 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 blah. You know, you don't just do it.
Yep.
And then you don't tell the person that that's what you're doing. And then no one else, it totally isolates you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not very fun, and yeah, now that I think about it, I think I am a little pissed off about it, or a lot pissed off. I had a conversation before I was coming here, and I was angry driving here. But, you know, what are you going to do? What do you do in a situation? What would you do in a situation like that?
I don't know. Especially, that's the place that I go to forget about all that kind of bullshit, and to have something like that happen while I'm there. I don't know.
What would kill me too is the fact after, you know, when I was talking to the management there, you know, I made my point and she kept saying, I'm sorry that you're upset. I'm sorry that you're upset. I'm like, I'm not upset. I'm disappointed and I'm offended as a customer.
Yeah.
And there's no other way to put it. Well, I can give you some comp tickets. Yeah, I'll wipe my ass with those comp tickets.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I didn't say that, but now that I think about it, I'll wipe my ass. Maybe I wouldn't. Maybe I'll check out a couple films, but
movies. They don't.
I don't need your comp tickets. Anything we can get you? And I did say, yeah, you can give me some extra butter on my popcorn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what can she give me?
Yeah.
What can you give me?
And if their policy is so foolproof, why are they offering something?
If you
want to
give me something, you show respect,
yeah.
But not to me, not just to me, but any other customer, so they don't have to feel this form of isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that type of thinking, it's that type of mentality that isolates one person, that isolates a community, that isolates a race, it isolates a group of individuals, whether they be male today,
yep.
Female tomorrow,
yep.
Gay, Muslim, Latina, anything. And that's the problem that we have, and that's what we have, I think, in this country. And, you know, people need to wise up. They just need to wise up, you know.
I agree.
By people that have sent messages and they're like, oh, I wish I would have been there, or, you know, I would have done this or that, or, you know, screaming. Like I said, I'm not going to give you that firepower. You're not going to say, you see, you point the finger, you see how they act, you see how this is. And what I mean by they is, you know, yes, I was singled out. One of the reasons why I believe I was singled out, it's not because, you know, I'm black or this or that, but the fact is, I don't look like them. And that's the fear. And this is what I think is the seed that is planted when people, whether they're domestic terrorists or they're international terrorists, when they come in here and they come to the country or anywhere throughout the world, when they do these things to people, they plant those seeds of fear where we are against each other. And that's the breakdown that we're seeing. When you see martial law.
I mean, that's at a micro scale. I think on a macro kind of level, we're a little better than that overall.
You'd like to think that, but
I mean, we do break down.
Yeah,
the mob.
I'm not so sure anymore.
The things that are going on, that's just everything that's to come. Today it's men. Okay, tomorrow, who's to say it isn't a woman in her purse? That goes on an international level.
It sounds like an Eddie Griffin like thing, because you know. Bitches be taking the whole medicine cabinet. You know, you don't want to be searching that.
So, you got to be aware. If you're going to implement a policy, if you're going to implement a policy, you need to be aware. You need to be aware that evil exists in all forms.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
You know, you don't just...
One day you're looking for a guy with a turban, the next day you're looking for some young Chechen kid.
And that's the thing, that's the sickness here, especially here in America. This is where I live, this is where I've lived for my life.
We only react.
We react and we need something to hate. We need something to hate. Always. We need a bad guy.
We're violent. What do you want?
Yeah. It's got to be a villain.
We need it.
And that's
the problem. That's a serious problem.
It is.
And I think we need to look at ourselves, you know, as a country and as a society.
And as a culture. Society, absolutely.
And as a community and as a family and as an individual and say, what am I doing? How can I make a difference?
It takes a village.
The way I did it, yes, the way I did it, I took the calm and the peaceful route to explain to them why I was unhappy with the way they presented their policy. Not so much upset. I'm upset now, but at the time, more like I said, more disappointed and
you've had time to process it now.
Yeah, and so you really need to take a step back and address those on, as you said, Brandon, on the micro and the macro.
I think if you fix it on the micro level, it sort of repairs itself in every other level.
But that's that. I'm drinking this beer and fuck them, you know.
That's right.
Fuck them and the horse they rode in on, you know. I don't, you have these businesses, these corporations, and they hire these teenagers and these kids, and they give them these fancy titles, and they run around and they call themselves this and they call themselves that, but they haven't even learned the world yet, you know. Not just them. It's a lot of corporations out there. You know, it's a lot of companies, the big companies, and they think they're the shit. And I'm going to give everyone I'm putting people on notice that, you know, give them 5, give them 10, give them 20 years. Let them learn. And they'll see what it's about.
Yep.
It's not about that. It's not about the power. It's not, you know, it's crazy. But we still saw the movie. We enjoyed it. We had a good time.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, my son, I explained to him, you know, shit happens. What are you going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you going to do, kid? Yeah. Get off my back and give me a beer. You know what I mean? Let's move on.
Let's go. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, it's something that you have to, and you guys will find out at some point in time. You come into these situations, you learn from it.
Out of life.
It happened to me before. Yeah. It happened to me before maybe 15, 20 years ago. I took my brother to a movie, and I acted the wrong way. I took my brother to a movie. My brothers is younger, and they were like, "Oh no, it's rated R. You got to have a blah 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 blah. You got to have a what do you call it? Guardian."
Yeah, you have to be like 21 or something. You can't even be 18.
I was like 26. I was probably like 24.
And
I was
like, weird. Then usually that people.
Well, yeah,
that's weird.
But I was but back
probably,
in
the, probably what he's
this
to
particular
a
time. This is going to sound weird.
Let us know.
Well, at this particular time, it was a period that. I dressed differently. I didn't look like everyone else.
I know what you mean.
There was a time when I used to wear like a lot of I was big into like the hip-hop movement at one time, DJing and stuff like that.
You had 20 do-rags on?
No, but I had a lot of gold. I used to wear a lot of big gold chains.
Cool. Yeah. I'd like to see that.
I would too. I don't have – I got to find
no
some pictures.
Yeah.
I got to find some. I never was big on pictures. Like if you notice, like I'll take some for the podcast or whatever, but there's a lot of times where – if there's group settings, whether it be work functions and stuff like that, I kind of shy away from the pictures. I just, you know.
No, I got you, man. I had all the chains and the grills. I used to be hood rich.
I used to wear I think we talked
hood rich. It's a term.
He learned that. I like this guy.
Yeah.
sweat bullets in here. The gold chains I used to wear a lot. So you know, I just stick out. Like I remember walking the streets of Georgetown with like you know the big fat. Gold chains and stuff like that. The big medallions.
Did you have a clock?
The thing about the clock is the clock were the guys that couldn't get the gold. That's how
other people's property, man. They're stealing those clocks.
Well, we used to also get the Cadillac.
Oh, you're breaking them off the front of the car.
The emblems.
Yeah.
I knew
kids did that.
That was a big the Mercedes and the Cadillac.
That was like
they started to make those ones in like the early 90s that like flipped under that you could hide.
Mike D. from the Beastie Boys, first kind of put that on the map on a national level when he rocked the Volkswagen.
He would wear it on his like as a necklace. Yeah.
And Flavor Flav came out with the clock, which was basically symbolism to knowing what time it is, what's going on in the world.
Yeah,
I think
down with OPP.
But at the same time, they weren't rocking the gold and stuff like that because gold's expensive, you know.
Well, you're spending all your money on that and not getting out of.
Man, I used to have a ring for every finger. I used to have the plate rings. pretty much everything. I wear no jewelry now. I got a couple watches, but I never wear them. They just sit there. I think one's in my glove box.
Was this in the Detroit?
No, this was the streets of Georgetown.
Oh, Georgetown,
yeah,
that's right. You did
yeah,
say that.
D.C., yeah. Yeah, Detroit, too, yeah, yeah. I had a big chain in Detroit one time. It came down to, like, my belt buckle. It was a big gold chain. This guy came up. Detroit's a rough place. Flint's a rough place. This guy came up and snatched it. He snatched it and tried to run. He made a big mistake. They do that. Doesn't matter who you are.
They tend to do that.
Doesn't matter how deep your credit is. Yeah. Doesn't matter who you are. You'll get got. It happens, you know what I mean? But, you know, I was crewed up, and, that guy didn't turn out too well for him. Yeah, we caught up to him, but, you know, I'm not really allowed to talk about this stuff.
Oh, man.
Open mic.
I want to hear when the mics go off.
Yeah, but why were we talking about the gold again?
I don't know.
What was that about?
You had a similar incident about 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, so we were in the movies, and I had a couple chains on. No big deal, you know? You guys wore chains before, right?
I got one
I did. I got one
out of a 25-cent machine at Giant.
I rocked the mezuzah sometimes.
Didn't let me in, and I was like, what do you mean? I'm his guardian, blah, 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 blah. And then it became a stink. Management came out again. I raised hell, raised the voice.
But
before that, five or six police came out. I was banned from Pentagon City, never to be seen again.
The whole city.
Yeah, yeah. That's how they are. You know what I mean? I kind of took the thug life attitude and kind of raised my voice back. But you can't give them firepower, especially when police are around and stuff like that.
They've got other types of firepower.
Yeah, I don't care what color you are and stuff like that. You know, it doesn't matter. You don't win with these cats.
They will shoot you in the butt.
Yeah, but the best approach is the calm approach, and it's like court. You know, you gotta plead your case.
Yep.
You know, you got to be on point, right, Brandon?
No.
What do you do?
You can pretty much just improv court.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't worry about that.
You just go
it's
out.
Not a big deal.
Like Perry Mason. Who's a famous lawyer besides Perry Mason? Who are some of the – Shapiro. That's your boy, isn't it?
Shapiro? Huh? I don't know.
That's your boy.
Are you just throwing out a name there?
No, fucking Shapiro. Shapiro was big, right? Didn't he represent O.J.?
Who's that, TV lawyer that all the old people like? That was played by Dick Van Dyke. Was that Dick Van Dyke who did that?
I have no
idea.
Was
it like Matlock or something?
Yeah, Matlock.
Wasn't Dick Van Dyke, I don't think.
Wasn't Dick Van Dyke? I don't remember.
Matt?
Yeah, wasn't that the dude
from... That was Andy Griffith.
It was
Andy Griffith, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was Andy Griffith.
Who knows?
But that's it. So we went to the movies. Shit happened. What are you going to do? You live and learn.
You're not going to do
it. You know, you set an example for the young ones coming up, and you do the best you can, and you go on with your day. But it doesn't go unheard. On the American Riddle podcast now.
That's right.
Going on iTunes.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to send a letter or whatever. But, I hope they learned something, too. I hope they learned to...
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to ask you, do you think they did?
Well, I told them. I said, here's some things that you're going to want to include in your download tomorrow, okay?
Because they do that. Because, you know, there's got to be good communication in the movie theater.
Yeah. Well, this is what you're going to want to include when you guys meet.
Yeah.
Okay? How to present your policy to your customers. Okay,
you're paying customers.
This is important. Customer service is shit. Everywhere you go, it's shit.
It's terrible.
The people that practice and think that they are the shit, they're not the shit.
No, they're not the shit.
Okay, keep it real. They're not. So, well, whatever. But I think it's important, and it's a growing. It's an experience. You know, you don't just come to me and single me out, and then tell me that you're singling me out. And you're singling me out because I'm male, and then tell me I left this part out. She told me that, you know, she thinks that she agrees that they shouldn't be doing this, and that it's above her pay grade to even explain anymore.
That's the most bullshit thing is when it's like, oh yeah, I know we're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Now could you take down your pants? I'm gonna shine a light up your butt and see if there's anything.
She was kind of cute too, though. She had a whole.
She had the
young Britney Spears thing going. You know, that "Oops, I Did It Again" look.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
So she was 16 years old.
That'll do it.
She'll be 21 soon.
Exactly. 18. Yeah.
Right. Put her on a layaway plan.
Years go by. That's what I always tell all the police. That's what I tell them.
I tell my son, when he gets in college, you know, bring home one for pops. What are you supposed to do?
That's true.
Leave me out. No chips for me?
Pay it backwards, actually. Tell him to pay it backwards.
Pay it backwards.
Pay it backwards.
I like that. Pay it backwards.
You go get a beer. You don't bring one beer for yourself, 140. When you drink a 40, do you just bring one back or you bring one back for your dad?
Your teacher always says you're going to share that 40 with the class. Yes, you are.
You got to pour a little bit out for your homie.
I got the whole case of Mickey's for everybody.
Hand grenades.
Yeah.
That's right. So you got to have one. You got to bring some back for someone else. You know, you got to.
I can't solve those puzzles by myself.
All those doobies. You got to share. You know what I mean?
You got to pass them around. Yeah. You can't be an Obama.
There's three pieces. It's not just puff.
Getting in the middle of the circle.
Puff, puff, puff,
Pass.
Pass. That's, you know, what about it is, that? Right?
Obama was like famous for breaking in the middle of a dude's passing it around and saying like, "Oh, I'm just gonna bogart this right now." And,
really? He's gonna suck it all down?
He would like steal it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see that Key and Peele?
I know they're making fun of that in Key and Peele. Yeah.
Obama used to smoke mad weed, didn't he?
Oh yeah, he did. With the Hawaiian boys.
Yeah. They probably had good weed out there, huh?
Oh, I bet they had amazing weed. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Not that I'm not condoning any of that.
Yeah. No.
I always knew Obama did some shit. The motherfucker liked to smoke cigarettes, too, in the White House. Huh?
He probably still smokes, like everybody says.
Well, he doesn't have the lips anymore. Like, he had purple lips.
Oh, is that what you get that from?
Well, you get the purple lips from smoking crack.
The glass.
I call it. I call it crack lips.
They call that.
I know this because of my. Again, some of this stuff.
Nobody wants to get with cracky though. He couldn't score Michelle with.
Well,
crack,
I'm
crack
not
lips.
Saying Obama smoked crack.
Solid, all right. Yeah, I think you.
No, I just call when I see people with crack lips or purple lips. It always reminds me of crack lips because when I used to live in Flint, Michigan, a lot. Either you sold dope or you smoked dope. You know, you're a pimp. You're with the church.
You flung it. You hustled.
You know what I mean? It was like some options there.
Malcolm, did you hustle?
No.
Were you hustling?
My point is,
in my whitest voice that I can possibly.
Were you a hustler?
No, did you hustle these boys?
Not at all. The point I'm trying to make is, and I'm making a point now.
Okay.
Oh, here's the point.
I'm making a point.
Here it comes.
You need to play a song when like the points are getting made.
I'm not that good yet with engineering.
We need a sound.
See, I need a cue. You got to cue me up.
My point, okay, guys? It should be like a ding.
That's there what I'm go. Saying. I want to hear.
Ding. Maybe
like
I can do that.
Easy Bake Oven.
I can do that in post-production. The point, how many times have I said that so far? The point that I'm making is when I was in Flint,
yeah.
I used to see things. I'm a lifetime observer, and I'd observe a lot of stuff, and I'd just suck it all in. I was the type of kid that was really quiet.
That's why they call you the Hove.
So I used to see things. That's right. the God MC. Yeah. I can't take credit. I can't
suck
even call
it all. No, you can't.
Because there was a thing back in the day called biting, and that was enforced in the hip-hop community, which isn't right now. This is why you have guys like Rick Ross running around calling himself Rick Ross, and he isn't Rick Ross. And
don't get me started. You don't want to get me started on that game.
Don't get me started on biting because it doesn't exist. You got motherfuckers running around thinking they're beatboxers like Justin Timberlake dropping millions of albums and he's got everyone sold, but that's another story.
He's from Canada. I wouldn't trust him.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's
what's wrong with that?
Captain
Kirk
dumb.
Is from Canada. Right.
Nothing wrong.
Respect!
I have no idea.
Jews from Canada.
So respect!
The Jews from Canada are good. Everyone else, though, you can stay away. That's true. The
beer is good.
It's good. What
are you guys drinking?
I don't know. White.
I got to be careful. I don't drink too much and throw up again.
Gavi.
Yeah, Gavi to Gavi. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's a great delicious. Wine to drink all year around. But summertime, it's a delight. It's better than Pinot Grigio. I think it has a little bit
what
more.
What do you score it out of 100?
Don't, man.
Don't You don't do that?
No, I don't. I don't
play with that?
I don't like numbers.
I hear you. They're scary.
Like you like numbers.
They can mean a lot. I love numbers.
Of course.
I like the crunch
Imagine
numbers.
Imagine that.
Tasty. I don't know what that means.
I'm just fucking with you.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. What do you mean, you people?
Excuse me, sir. Could you stop hustling me?
That's right. Can I see what's in your bag, your person? I told the bitch. I told the bitch. So if I had a man purse, if I had a motherfucking
satchel?
Man, yeah. Would you search it? No.
You see, I can. Well, I can.
Bag? Is it a
yeah.
bag or is it a purse? Which one is it? Define it. Show me the definition.
You know, like a saddle.
I
want
to see the print.
You know, I can relate, you know. I'll go to the airport, and, you know, they have that big scanner that just, like, shoots rays
well,
at your balls.
The same thing.
It shoots rays at your balls. But then, no. The issue what happens to me is that I get pulled out of the line, and then they tell me to just go around it and go through. And
because that's happened to me, too.
And I just start screaming, like, you better completely strip search me because I have a bomb somewhere on my body. And I just tell them to go fuck off. That's what I cause
you,
a scene.
They let you go around because they scan you.
And then they say, okay, sir, could you just keep going? And I was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. Putting all this shit on the cast, man. We're going to all get pinched. You know what I mean? This is going up on iTunes. They're going to fucking flag us now, man. Yeah. All this music I'm playing.
I say, I'm going to keep some of these bins.
That's right. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
TSA stands for
too,
suck my balls.
That's right.
That's what I tell them.
The motherfucker's hung like a silverback.
I don't know about
ever
that.
Ever see this motherfucker?
I don't think
motherfucker
said
fucks
that.
His own kind.
I don't know what that means. The gorillas? Aren't silverbacks like a gorilla? That's a gorilla. I remember that from the Congo.
I learned that from Congo
from
as well.
Congo, yeah. You can only kill them with laser guns. Or they will
crystal laser guns.
Yeah, it was powered by diamonds.
That's
yeah.
right.
It's important.
Oh, it is important.
It's a terrible book.
It's even worse movie.
Yeah, so it was a bad movie too.
What else have we got going on? I think there's a couple movies that came out. I think there's a summer movies, right?
Summer movies are gonna be amazing.
Yes.
Bailey loves everything.
I don't love everything.
You loved Oblivion.
I did love Oblivion.
Oblivion
is love.
Well, can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got stuff I love and stuff I hate.
Tom Cruise.
I don't think Bailey has anything.
Tom Cruise.
Give me the 97% hate, 3% love breakdown that you got.
So love the aesthetics. I loved the suit that he wore. Can we do spoilers a little bit?
Here they go, people. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, Brandon's going to spoil it for you.
Well, before I get to that, the aesthetics are really cool. I liked his suit sort of looked like a baseball jersey. It was very sports-oriented. And he had that 42 emblazoned. It was cool. I liked the style of it. He had a bazooka.
Who cares about the suit?
Well, I'm interested in set design and costume design and everything. Interested in everything about a movie.
Yeah,
I think
I liked it too.
I think this should apply to all Tom Cruise.
Busting your balls.
This should apply to all Tom Cruise movies. But every cinematographer who works with him deserves an Oscar just because he always looks like he's the same height as everybody else in the movie, and he's really 5'4". He's a fucking midget.
That's just angles.
Yeah, but that's genius.
No, that's what I'm saying. Most of his movies.
Let me just chime in on that since you're talking angles. Okay.
Yeah.
Two average-looking women in there, but they make them look really, really pretty.
Man, something about the...
Except!
The way it was shot.
Except.
Was that woman from Chechnya? I couldn't tell.
And the except should make the same noise as my point noise. Except. Yes, except. What's the chick's name that was in the James Bond movie?
Yeah,
She has a bad right side. I think it's the right or left. I can't remember.
Olga Korlenko.
There's one side that they shouldn't, and he kept putting it on that side.
Yeah.
And it wasn't flattering. It wasn't flattering. Sorry, I'm a guy. It wasn't flattering.
Didn't bother me.
Her head on?
Didn't bother me.
Oh, don't worry, man. I'd beat off to both of those.
Yeah, I was going to say, she had tatties.
Yeah, she's a looker. Who was she in? Quantum of Solace.
Yeah. Hitman.
It doesn't matter. We're not rooting. She was good.
Hot, you know what though? Towards the end, they figured it out. I mean, she looks pretty good.
She looks good.
Yeah.
So did the other one. So go ahead, Brandon. Tell us what we picked up. I'm sorry. I like
the sort of Super Nintendo style of it. His gun basically looked like a giant light bazooka from the Super Nintendo era.
Oh my god, that's so funny that you said that. Because I was trying to figure out what it reminded me of.
They basically just painted it.
Let me turn this on, hit my green light, and then I can go around.
Let me go shoot some Yoshis out of the ground.
But you do know the average moviegoer doesn't look at all that stuff.
I'm trying to compliment it where I can compliment it, because the bad stuff is that's
the stuff you like.
This is the stuff I liked.
All right.
I like that. I like the aesthetics. I like the look of the movie.
He likes the way...
I like the Cloud City.
Yeah, man.
It was like Bespin.
Yeah.
I
like the way the suit hugged his body, and he liked the Nintendo-esque of it.
I like that too.
So what else we got?
The way his cock swung around during a while. Swung. I'm sorry.
He had some impressive biceps too.
Yeah. He's real.
He needs to work on his upper pecs.
He's endowed in all the ways.
It's starting to sag a little bit.
It's not even sagging. He doesn't do the incline. If you do the incline, you'll have the upper pec.
He might not be able to do incline. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe doesn't have.
He had impressive biceps though.
He
is
did.
That bad that we're talking about?
No.
I like that.
I noticed that night and day, too. He was sagging a little bit then.
A little bit. A lot of rib.
Like, extended rib.
Yeah. Like, he was sucking his gut in a little bit on purpose. Like, he was trying to
hide it. I think I would wear a tank top, like a wife beater.
I bet he's got a gut. I'm just going to put that out there.
No, he was cut. He's in great shape.
He is.
All right. Well, I think he's 63.
He's 100-something.
He's in good shape. Like, this guy is... He's a very calculated, smart individual, and he knows how he wants the camera on him.
No, he definitely, even with, I mean, like, you know, oh, what man. Is who was the director for that movie? I mean, he's only done a few other.
Joseph Kaczynski, he did thing, Tron.
Yeah. Yeah.
What Tron. Else and, like, has he done?
Tron 2.
That was pretty
That's
much
it?
His,
yeah.
Yeah. His other big one, yeah. Okay, next thing I liked, M83 did the soundtrack.
I bought the soundtrack.
I listened to the soundtrack before the movie came out. I had listened to it on Spotify.
Did you see it in IMAX?
I did not see it in IMAX, no.
Was
it better in IMAX?
Where'd you go to see it?
I saw it at the Fairfax Corner Rave.
That's a good theater.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Theater. Yeah, I mean, it was.
I saw it at Tyson's.
And the Regal.
That was the place that was shown at opening, was Tyson's. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Regal Cinema, Ashburn Fox Cinema, 20148 in Ashburn, that salted me and shook me down.
Mm-hmm.
The sound system was amazing.
Yeah, they had
you could feel it like, over.
Did they
just
do the.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I don't know if it was just Tyson's. Did you guys have the Dolby DTX sound thing in the front of the movies that
you
saw? Yeah,
they do that now. Yeah.
Okay, because that was incredible. Man,
who did the soundtrack?
Oh, it was M83, which is like a sort of cool electronic group that's gotten big over the past few years.
I knew they were doing it for a while. Yeah, it's incredible.
Sound
I bought it.
Worth the price of admission alone.
Yeah. The sound and just the visual.
I mean, I think that's sort of a cool turn. And like, was it Kaczynski? The other big thing he did was bring Daft Punk into compose Tron, which worked out so well. Like, I think he was basically like, let me just do this for every movie I do.
Well, yeah.
And it worked out really well. But,
So what else did you like? Is that where it stops?
Yeah.
Well, so what didn't you like?
Suit gun
one,
soundtrack.
One, Kaczynski is not fucking Kubrick, and he can't do a movie that's particularly deep, even if he wants to. This is really his second big, Hollywood foray, and he dropped the ball all over the place. At what point is it not an homage, and is he just ripping shit off? Because that's basically what this movie, like, it might as well have been. I want to try and do a Space Odyssey movie, but not have the chops to actually go that far and make it that deep. So I'm also going to like throw in a lot of stupid shit, like just the way that Tom Cruise's character talked, and especially like one of the last lines when, and spoiler alert now, like when he's like destroying that robot and he's like, fuck you.
Yeah, I thought
it's
that like, was something.
It's
fuck
like,
you.
Oh, I was cringing. I was moving all over my seat. Like, can I like somehow like, twist and turn enough to like go back in time and not hear that?
Yeah.
Will just, it go away?
There
were
a lot
move.
Of it was very cringeworthy in many, many parts of that movie.
There are parts in the movie, yes, I agree with you, but I can give it a pass because the visuals,
I mean,
the cinematography, the soundtrack,
man.
The special effects.
It was gorgeous.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of another part that I might have thought was cringeworthy, but
you could have cut out like when they got past the halfway mark.
Yeah.
You could have cut that 15 minutes out or something.
They almost
like that.
Did a Spielberg style ending for it, or they tried to Spielberg it up at the end to get a happier ending.
You're right. I couldn't think of it, but you're right. It was he tried to do a very Kubrick-esque type film. Blade Runner-esque.
He AI'd it. Is what he did. He took a Kubrick idea and then Spielberged it up, and that's what AI was.
He tried to make a psychological action.
He wanted it to be so much more psychological. He wanted it to be a big drama, and it's supposed to make you question.
I don't think the
reveal, morals. It was terrible.
I don't think the reveal came together as much as it could have.
But still, a great effort.
No, because by the time he revealed it, he drew it out.
I'm having a hard time coming up with anything that's negative, but I loved it.
Yeah,
could have been a little less like the movie Moon, maybe too. It felt like it stole a lot from that movie, and that was a very recent movie.
Just the isolation, sci-fi.
But 98
and Sam Rockwell is just so he's so good.
Yeah, 98.999% of the people have not seen.
So I'm saying, like, maybe I'm being nitpicky. Maybe this was a very good sci-fi epic.
Maybe you just have too much to reference outside of this movie, though.
Was it the Simpsons did it like issue where like you can't enjoy anything because Simpsons already did everything?
Yeah, exactly. That's an excellent point.
I thought it was a great movie.
I think
if he would have spent a little bit more time in the editing room, I think it would have come together.
Tighten
it up
a little bit, maybe.
It was very loose and it only hurt the movie.
I loved it.
Is it for everyone? I'd say no. I told people if you like sci-fi, go see it.
Well,
you'll get it. You'll break it down, but at the end of the day, I think you'll still like it.
It was strong enough where I would say 3 out of 5 stars kind of deal.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, like, I had fun with it. There were some really fun moments. I liked Tom Cruise as an actor in it. He was very good.
How about that?
But
about that,
his lines weren't good, you know?
How about that spaceship helicopter thing you had?
That was badass.
That was awesome.
I love that. Yeah. And the motorcycle.
Oh, man. That was just cool.
But, halfway through the movie, I realized that he was working for somebody bad, and he was stealing the water from the earth, and that was basically it was pretty clear.
All right, so...
Movie ruined.
No. So I think we're all in agreement. We enjoyed it. But, yes, definitely, the movie is definitely for the sci-fi buff.
Yeah.
So what else? It was a great summer, a great sci-fi summer of movies coming out. So what do we got, Bailey? What do you got for us? Run them down.
All right, so in no particular order...
Oh, you got a list.
Give them to us.
Yeah, I got a list here. So, well, I guess... Iron Man 3 is the first thing that's coming up.
Yeah.
Give us a breakdown on that.
It beginning in May. And we got Shane Black directing that now, who directed Downey in his comeback that was Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which
great
I loved.
Oh, that was a okay. I thought Iron Man 1 was a comeback. Whatever.
No, no. Kiss Bang Bang kind of got him the Iron Man.
I mean, he was still kind of a drunk around that point, wasn't he?
Yeah, it's possibly. So yeah, so that's coming out first.
Cool.
I think it's going to be awesome. They kind of say it's more of a.
I hope it's better than the last one.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm hearing it is. I'm hearing
you didn't like the last one.
Didn't like it, man. I liked it.
I give those movies a pass.
I think it's cool. I think it's cool. Cool. Yeah. And I just watch it. It is what it is. But there was some corny. Could I watch it again? I can't watch it again.
I couldn't stare at the villain. He was too ugly.
Yeah, I couldn't.
And he wasn't even wearing a mask. He was just super ugly.
Yeah, but Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rourke. He's better than that, man.
He's not. He's actually bad. He's terrible.
He's good. You got to know how to use these actors. You know. You can't empower them to carry a damn movie when they're not supposed to be carrying a movie.
So you're somebody who's going to tell me that like you liked Aronofsky's The Wrestler, then, right?
I did like that movie.
See,
yeah.
See, that's,
oh, man.
But I can identify with that movie. Some movies, for me personally, I can identify. I've gone through similar or have...
You were a pro wrestler?
No, not so much. But the comeback
You're married?
To being in a position where everything's gone south, loss. You know what I mean? I can identify with stuff like that. And you get that with time and age. You'll find out sooner.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Suck ass. So, what do you got, man?
Okay, yeah. So, we got that coming out. I don't know. I think it looks good. They're kind of playing it up as more of a...
I'm going to kill you.
Psychological...
Murder.
What am I trying to say? More of a espionage type movie, which is kind of interesting for something that's a comic book. But that's coming out first. Then we have Star Trek. What are your feelings about Star Trek?
Hold on. Back it up. Wait. Yeah,
that's too quick.
Yeah, man. Iron Man. Okay.
Give me some room to grow, okay, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you guys have heard me bitch and complain about Iron Man. Ah, I'm not looking forward to it.
You have said you're not looking forward to it.
I saw this featurette where the suit will come from nowhere and it'll like
assemble
on him.
That's one of the big scenes.
And let me tell you something else. What I do, I applaud the people behind Iron Man, is they kept, except for my man Terrence Stamp. God damn, brother can't get a break.
You're talking about Terrence Howard?
Howard.
Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
Terrence, I was trying, who the hell is that? Like,
you're talking.
Do I not know his black name? Does he have a different name?
You're talking Clockwork Orange when you mean Terrence
Terrence
Howard.
Stamp is, Terrence Stamp is, Clockwork Orange.
Alex DeLarge?
He's on,
who are we talking about?
He was in Superman 2.
Superman 2, that's right.
Yeah.
He's Zod.
Was he Alex DeLarge? I don't know that actor.
Yes.
Thank you. Terrence Howard. I don't know why when you're podcasting.
Terrence Howard's my boy. He made he writes comics now. He's a comic writer.
Terrence Howard?
Yeah. He put out something with Image a couple years ago.
What?
Yeah. He's a badass.
Let me tell you something about making mistakes when you're talking on podcasts. You get hit. Like, you guys don't see the messages.
I'm a human Wikipedia, though. You don't even have to.
Yeah, but you guys don't get the messages that I get, like the inboxes and the phone calls, especially. I get a lot of phone calls like, you guys made this mistake and this mistake. This isn't the right name of this group and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, Terrence Stamp is a British actor.
British actor.
Different.
Great.
Different guy. Yeah.
He was actually Chancellor Valorum. Yes, vote of no confidence.
Vote of no confidence.
What the fuck? That was a big mistake.
Episode one.
That was
bullshit.
A big mistake.
It was bullshit. I didn't need all that Senate.
But Terrence Howard, one of the things that I applaud the makers, with the exception of Terrence Howard, who I think is phenomenal,
he really
is that
fucked.
They're keeping the cast together. Like, they're not – like Gwyneth Paltrow, nice piece of ass. Like, she's really good to look at. I enjoy
Pepper
her.
Pepper Potts.
I like her with her painted-on freckles. Yeah,
I enjoy her a lot. Freckle fan. I don't know why, because she's kind of plain, but at the same time, she knows she's plain. She doesn't try to up herself.
She's believable.
She is believable.
I think she's pretty sexy.
Isn't she with the dude from Coldplay, or she's not with him?
Yeah,
or some shit?
What's Coldplay?
Chris Martin.
I don't even know.
She's with Chris Martin, yeah.
And but I like that they've kept the cast intact.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know a lot about comics, like Brandon.
You don't need to.
Here.
You don't need to.
But, you know, I just like where it's going, and I like the fact that everyone is – because I like to see consistency. I want to see some new woman. You know what I mean? Is it Mary Jane? Is it not Mary Jane? Is it whatever the broad's name
is? Gwen Stacy?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's not – I mean, that's just a different –
it's
got to
be the comic book. Yeah, I know. It's Spider-Man is what I'm referencing. But at
you're talking
time,
about
it gets confusing from a guy that doesn't really study or read comics or read at all for that matter.
It's called literature, man.
Don't read, man.
Get into it.
Too many pages.
Too many pages.
There are pictures. There's pictures on those pages.
Fuck that.
All right.
I ain't got time for crayons and a lot of mumbo jumbo.
I know. Hey, man. Crayons are up and coming media.
Fuck that and you. All right. So, what else we got, Bailey? I like Iron Man. I like the fact that it's coming out.
We're going to see it.
Let's go see it.
We will see it.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
I'll see if Justin will come with us. He may not. He may protest because you guys are nerds, but
I know, man.
We're going to go and hopefully.
Your kids, he's very sharp. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very, yeah. Yeah, he's observant.
is.
I think he, I think he said something anti-Semitic to me.
It's not like
I
we're
tell,
closet nerds or anything.
He would never do
it's
that.
Pretty out there.
A child, man, is like the best version of everything. He's
I was going to
really
say, he's a little better than you, at least, yeah.
He is. Well, that's the point. I had a conversation with a
that's
friend
what
of mine.
That's strive
she was
to
like,
happen.
She was like, you know, I don't understand why people, why would anyone want to, why would anyone want to have children? You know, you always hear this from new jacks. They're like, oh, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Just rookies in life in general. Or just people that are, that, well, I shouldn't say it because I know she's going to listen to this. But when you don't.
Spray it loud.
When you don't have kids.
Spray it loud, spray it
loud. Or when you don't have children, or when you're, when you've isolated yourself
from
mankind.
You got no perspective.
Yes. And I tried to explain to her.
You got
to
progenate.
To get back to what Brandon just said. What Brandon
it
just
is
said.
Cool.
Is this is my point? Ding,
ding. Vanna White turned the letter sound.
That one of the enriching things about children is you hope that they become the better version of yourself.
Of yourself, yeah.
A little more handsome, a little
and
more successful
in every way possible.
Yes, and that's the concept. That's the idea, and that hope is what I think moves society forward. And, you know, if he's good, hopefully the person next to him and his friends, and they influence each other and they move on. But what's that got to do with Iron Man Jack's shit?
No.
Iron Man, next movie, go.
It's going to be good. Blockbuster. So, as I was saying, Star Trek Into Darkness is the next one that comes out in May, right after that.
My main man, Cumberbatch.
You don't get a lot of time.
He looks awesome.
Yeah, it's like
he is the sexiest British man that exists. I got a little bit of
Are you
man,
a Sherlock?
Man, I got a man boner.
You're a Sherlock
right now.
Fan?
A what?
Man boner for another man.
It's called a broner.
What
broner.
Is that?
I got a broner. That's from Californication.
Yeah, yeah. You get a man boner. It's
that
a broner.
That was a classic California. I remember that show. All right.
Totally give me a broner. So
tell me, wait.
Oh, you got to know about broners.
I want to know this word. It's kind of like the whole domino or the, you know.
Yeah.
There's a man who's so sexy, you know, it doesn't matter if you're straight. You want him.
Teach me your culture.
Yeah, it's a broner. Yeah, it's a bro induced boner.
A chubby for your hubby, man.
So when you, it's like when you have a bromance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bromantic relationship.
Yeah.
Get a broner.
You got a broner.
Wow.
Yeah, no, so Cumberbatch is gives you a broner.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, are you a Sherlock fan?
I like his weird Jerry curl. Oh yeah, I'm a fan of Sherlock. Oh man, who is it? The dude who's the showrunner from Doctor Who is doing like the show all about Sherlock Holmes and like the modern era. And it's, oh my God,
that's great.
It's so amazing.
Filming season four
and
right
Cumberbatch,
now.
Cumberbatch, who I guess is the villain in this new Star Trek, or he's something like
is
that.
Is he Khan? Is he not Khan?
He's not Khan. He's something. Care. He's got like some sort of dark version of the Enterprise.
The
And it's a lot bigger, too.
And it's very big, yeah.
What's big? Your brome? What is it?
Yes.
Your boner?
Yeah. Bromer? Yeah. We weren't referring
to. What the fuck is that?
Broner.
Broner. You got it.
Yes.
All right, we're done with that. It was just a joke. It wasn't meant to be focused on.
He's captivated by it. It's never heard of it.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I've never heard of this.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, Cumberbatch is a reason why I'm really psyched for this. I mean, I like Chris Pine. I like Siler.
I like Spock.
I'm calling Siler still. But
I like the hot chick.
Zoe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like her. She's a little thin, but
no,
she's something.
Yeah,
sexy.
The original her. She was a little thicker.
She's badass, too.
I liked her.
I'd like to give her a steak, you know, maybe give her some chocolate.
No, exactly.
Absolutely.
No girl should be that skinny. She needs
a
little booty.
That's a good point.
Maybe some hot butterscotch.
You might be surprised, but I think we probably both share the love of booty.
Maybe some chicken, maybe some sex, see what happens.
Like
I think we're both on
like
the same
chicks,
page there.
Man. I like women. I like women in film. And
the
she's,
same
she's,
buttocks
there's something
page.
Sexy about her. I think, you know, and give her a little time and stuff like that. She'll put some, you know, give her a hot meal.
I mean, like, she's probably already in her, like, you know, late 20s. She's not going to get any more booty.
I think she's older
she's
than that.
She's not getting more booty.
She's older than that.
Unless she has some kids. Oh, she's older than that?
I think
yeah.
so.
All right.
I think so.
Yeah, she is. She's great, great cast. They did
another
job at casting.
I agree.
Putting the cast together.
And that's what has to do with the success of the first one.
Cast. I don't know what we're talking. I don't know why that's funny.
I think it looks as good, if not better, than the first one. So
that was a great film.
It was a great film. It's hard
just
to talk.
Coming right out. J.J. Abrams.
Man, I don't know how many. I saw it like three times. In the theater, the first one.
I can't wait for everything he does all the time.
JJ?
Yeah.
How you feel about him doing Star Wars?
Oh, of course I'm excited. Lens flare the shit out of it. I don't care. I'll watch it.
I love it. Mom.
Yeah.
What else you got, Bailey?
The next one is... Okay, so I'm going to I think Man of Steel.
Pacific Rim job. Oh, no.
And I know, see, I put Pacific Rim on here because I knew who was going to be sitting next to me.
Because that's what I'm most excited about.
I'm gonna talk. I actually had a movie in here that I'm going to bump in place of another one. But for right now, Man of Steel. Mm. The most impressive movie trailer, the latest one they put out.
Oh, you're playing
thank
it.
Thank you.
JW.
J-Dub.
Yeah, no, you have a bit of a broner for John Williams, who we've had arguments about before.
So, that's a little engineering on my part. Thank you. Thank you, Malcolm. Thank you.
Was that the Olympic theme? I couldn't tell. They all sound
that's
the same. They're all
John
the fucking
Williams.
Same
that's
song.
That's the point, but I don't even know if I want to even have
it's
this
John
conversation.
Williams.
No, we're not
John Williams won a gold medal for his
I wanted
music.
To make one little reference, and we're done. We don't have to argue it or anything.
Oh,
Star Wars? Is that Star Wars?
You know what this is, man. You hear this?
Indiana
you know what
Jones.
It is.
I knew it. Did he do the Godzilla music?
The
I can't remember.
Inspiring music.
No.
Thank you.
And this is coming from a comic book nerd. I hate Superman. The movies, though, when I was a kid, they were the shit, and they still stick with
me. Wait a minute.
Remember how that used to make you feel?
It's inspiring.
Oh, no, those
you could do anything.
Superman movies are amazing. I'm a rare lover of Superman Returns. I don't know if anybody
wait
else. Yeah.
So you don't.
Yeah. Is that one more time?
You don't.
Can you fuck it up one more? There you go.
There we go. Thank you. All you don't like Superman?
As a character, I think he is really boring, and there's so much more interesting stuff out there.
Well, that's
because
they made him boring. I think Zach's going to deliver the goods.
No, but that's my point. Is that like Christopher Reeves made him amazing too, and so I think the movies are good. The movies are fucking amazing. They make children want to dream to be
that's what it's about.
Is what it's about. That's what it's
no,
all
but
about.
I'm saying like you know the comics. They're just you don't want to even check them out. I wouldn't recommend anybody check that
too
shit
many
out.
Pages.
It's been pretty bad for a while.
Too many pages, words.
I don't know. Isn't Snyder going to do something though? Scott Snyder.
What? Oh, Scott. Superman? Yeah, he's doing a Superman.
Who the hell is that?
A digital comic.
Comic writer. Oh.
He's one of the big shots. You wouldn't know him unless you read comics though.
Don't
but
read.
He writes American Vampire and he writes Batman.
Honestly, Malcolm, I was reading this comic called American Vampire.
All right, we're going to talk about it.
He would love
I don't trust
I
him
like,
to read.
No,
I don't
no,
think
I like
can...
I like vampires. Oh, man, I love vampires. Especially
this women. Is one that's
I'm going to give them to you.
Do you like Stephen King?
Are there women vampires?
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling.
I have a fantasy.
You like Stephen King, right? All right. Well, let's talk about your fantasy.
There's a whole other music selection for this topic.
I have a fantasy, man. I love.
It goes bum chicka wow wow.
That's still okay. John Williams could do some good porn music,
it could
I think.
Be used in anything.
Yeah. I would love.
A two way mirror.
Good, I wouldn't be any good around a vampire.
You'd be helpless.
I would on purpose.
That's what I'm saying.
I would,
you'd want go
like
limp.
Female,
you'd go limp all over.
I might even let Brad Pitt bite my neck. I don't know. But
I don't know, man.
Was that,
what if he like licked it first?
No, he's pretty.
Not said that.
He's pretty.
What if he did some like foreplay before he bit it?
He has a nice mouth.
Purdy.
But yeah, he is. Right?
You sound like Sling Blade when you said that.
No, I have a fantasy about women vampire or female vampire, and it's just like I would easily submit, like just bite, just
yeah,
even
just
if
do
it,
it,
kill me. Yeah, you know,
there's lots of
this is how I wanted it to.
And if she has a cape,
happen.
You know,
there's lots of sexy
capes.
Female vampires.
If I could figure a way to bring capes back on and put them on the map, I would wear one today.
You can wear a cape. They still
like,
make capes.
I'd be like,
go do it.
I'd be like Lando, walking around in a cape.
Calrissian.
I'd be like Watson.
Just think about it.
Watson
they had
does
a cape.
Have a cape.
They yeah, had capes in Oblivion. I was like, the cape.
They did have capes in Oblivion.
Capes,
man.
Yeah, that's right.
Morgan Freeman
wore a cape. He
there,
wore a cape.
I'm telling you, there is a movement going on in this world to bring the cape back. And
I like
cape.
The round the round glasses, too, I think. Are those coming back?
They
or is
should.
That only Morgan
my
Freeman?
Man,
can
my
only
man.
Morgan Freeman
I don't know. Tom Cruise wore them when he was on the bike.
Did he have?
No.
He had Ray-Bans or something on.
They were like goggle type stuff, though.
Let me tell you this.
Oh,
my old
yeah.
man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My old man had a members only jacket, a leather jacket in the 80s. Members only. It was like burgundy. And he had the glasses with the leather on the side.
Yeah.
Same thing. I thought he was a god.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
One of the few times I thought my old man was a god. Well, he choked me one time.
The last time.
Much
and you're like.
Then. Well, yeah. What are you going to do?
The fear.
I brought
fear
you
god.
Into this
you
world.
Respect.
That's the fear. Yeah. Putting the fear god.
Shape up or ship out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the cape, the glasses. I mean, you know.
It's all there.
We got to bring it back.
I'll do it.
I'd look like a fucking fool if I.
I like Amy Adams too. I don't know if anybody else is going to say that.
I keep a cape in my room.
Oh yeah, she's great.
It's a true fact. I have a cape in my room, ready to go. This is not a lie. This is breaking news.
Breaking news.
I had the underoos of the cape.
It's more like I use it to cover up like a stand or something. But it's there. It's a cape. If I take it, I took it off one day. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. There's a cape right there, and I use it just to kind of cover up a piece of furniture.
Do you feel a little more powerful if you wear it?
Sometimes I do wear it.
Sure you do. Yeah,
of course you do.
I put
it's
it
a
on.
Cape.
Then you put on some.
Would you guys like to see me in my cape?
3-inch yes. pumps or something.
I'm gonna bring it in. Well, this is more like a black cape. I think I dressed up as like a dark Jedi that I made up. He was a blue Darth Maul. So like a couple Halloweens ago, I would dress up with my son, and I would instead of doing a red Darth Maul, I dressed up as a blue one. I'd paint my face. And
nice.
It was a big hit in the neighborhood in the Ashburn community. Where the Regal Theater is.
Such
a 2048 Fox, Bramlington.
So what were we talking about?
Next movie. Yeah.
No, we're talking about Man of Steel.
We're still talking about
Man of Steel. Please cue the cue
Neil
the
before Zod.
Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
Zod.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And he is intense. I mean, I don't know if you have a list of any of his films, but that dude delivers 10 times out of 10. He delivers.
Russell Crowe sings all his lines in this movie, I've heard.
I hope not, man. But he actually looks good. He looks trimmed down.
I don't know if
it's the suit that he has on. I mean,
playing Kal-El's father, Jor-El.
That's a great another put that out. Bailey. You've listed every movie that you've listed. Great casting.
Absolutely.
Can you tell me who last played Jor-El?
Mm.
Another very
from the
big
movie?
Another very big guy.
From the movie?
Yeah, from
Marlon
the movies.
Brando.
There you go. I wanted to put it out there.
I was going
to
say
Brando.
Putting it out there.
Come on, man. Chris Reeve, Brando, Margot Kidder.
It's amazing.
I mean, the kid from played Perry White, the kid from Our Gang.
Brandon, what's his name in Superman Returns?
Yeah,
put that out there
man.
Again. Whatever. Hey, it's a good movie.
He did what he had.
It was a good movie.
He went with the material they gave him. It's not his fault.
He didn't need a Superman baby, but I liked the movie overall.
Babies will fuck a movie up.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey was amazing.
Babies will
overall,
fuck a movie up every time. So, yeah, you got the Superman coming out. What's up, Bailey?
It's just a reimagining. I think best trailer I've seen. I don't know how long. Like, I don't know how many times I've watched it.
They were smart by not, like, loading us up with trailer after trailer,
exactly.
featurette.
Very spread out.
One big trailer.
Very
really.
Spread out.
Yeah,
very calculated.
Yeah.
Smart.
The cast, though. Kevin
Even the
Costner,
pictures were slow.
Diane Lane is his adoptive mother.
Yeah. Larry Fishburne.
It's a very good cast.
He is in that. You're right.
He's Perry White.
I don't even think. Do they show him in this latest trailer at all?
Yeah, they showed him in another trailer.
And he's running.
He is, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I don't know.
But who's Jimmy Olsen? I heard they're making out a chick. What the fuck?
I actually read that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But I don't know if they actually did that or not. I don't know if he's in it, but.
It doesn't even matter. None of that matters. That's just not even worth discussing.
A terribly strong character.
It's
going to
be awesome. When does that movie come out?
That comes out June 12th,
I
believe.
Be there.
We also have.
I made up some words.
What do you guys think? Now, I'm kind of on a sci-fi kick, but what do you think of the follow-up to District 9, Elysium with Matt Damon?
It's not really a follow-up. But, you mean like it's just Noah Baumbach doing? Yeah,
the
it's
director's
a,
not
follow-up.
Noah. That's
it's
not.
It's not Baum. Not Baumbach. Blomkamp or
Blomkamp.
Whatever. Yeah,
Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah,
I don't know. You know, I like to know the history of the director and know their path. Like Zack Snyder did the 300.
This guy did District 9.
He
was supposed to do the Halo movie or something, but it never happened.
Was it the cat during the Matt Damon's flick?
He did District 9.
Matt Damon's got a good track record, so you know he can carry a movie.
And this guy pretty much has the Peter Jackson stamp of approval for everything he does.
Yep, because he was supposed to produce the Halo with him.
Well,
right,
like, and he did produce
Halo's
District
like a
9.
Video
oh, he did, you're right.
And I think he also produced the short that eventually became District 9. Because that
be
won
good.
A ton of, yeah.
There's a lot of good sci-fi coming out.
Yeah.
What else is on your list?
Okay.
Guillermo del Toro.
Well, let's segue into Balter's wet dream of Pacific Rim.
Transformers 5.
Transformers
Fuck
5.
You. That's all I got to say about that.
Actually, did you hear about the CinemaCon battle between...
Yeah, I heard.
I mean, it was kind of a battle. It wasn't really a battle, but between Bay saying some
oh,
shit.
Oh, did somebody kill Michael Bay? Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Didn't Toro weigh in?
He did. He was like, I don't rip shit off of anybody. This is my own thing.
Yeah. He's talented.
He's talented.
Oh, what? Did Michael Bay say he was being ripped off?
No,
like
Michael Bay made a comment that was like, you know, there's movies out there who try to be what I've done, you know. I think he's
more... He's done nothing.
Yeah, like he's original.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was more referring to, like, Battleship. And,
I invented the word Pearl Harbor. I'm Michael Bay.
What has Del Toro done in the past for the listeners?
Oh, Pan's Labyrinth. He's done Hellboy 1 and 2. He's done Blade 2.
Hellboy 2 was like that. Blade 2 was like that.
Hellboy 2 was so good. And actually,
am I missing anything, Balter, for
Guillermo? Oh, for Del Toro? I mean, he's done a lot of like movies that wouldn't have even made it. Like
he wrote a book,
here,
too.
I think, yeah.
Didn't he do The Strain?
Yeah, I bought the book.
Oh,
yeah,
The Strain.
Tried to read it.
It's going
to
be a TV show.
At the pool last couple summers
and
ago.
And it's been a comic for a little bit, yeah.
The Strain, really?
Yeah. A lot of words.
What was I going to say?
A lot of words.
A lot of words. Too many.
Well, Del Toro is like a big comic book. That's why I got into like the whole Hellboy thing is because he became friends with Mike Mignola, yeah, who actually wrote both the movies for him. You usually don't get a comic writer to write the movies.
And again, Hellboy, great casting. You had your boy Ron...
Ron Perlman.
That motherfucker
The dude's a monster, right? You don't even have to put makeup on
him. That motherfucker's a monkey. That motherfucker looks like... Return of the Planet.
Did anybody see
it? He does. Yeah. Like, no makeup. Without
that
makeup.
Motherfucker. He was in Drive. Did you see how apified he is?
Did you ever see The City of Lost Children?
Motherfucker's
wrists.
That's
fucking scary.
He is.
Motherfucker's wrists are like on the ground.
And
like
that's pre-makeup.
Like a silverback.
He was in the TV version of Beauty and the Beast. I don't even think they put any makeup on him.
What happened to him, man? Why is he?
What
like
do you mean? He's around. Oh, you mean.
Like, who is he? Like, what's his, what, why? I mean,
he's doing Sons of Anarchy
He's like
now.
The missing link or
well,
some
yeah.
shit.
He's doing Sons of Anarchy now, which is pretty successful.
He's good at what he does. He's
a amazing.
He's a guy who plays monsters.
Very character. Yeah.
I bet he gets top.
Oh, he
chicks.
Makes money because nobody else
no,
can
I'm
do what he
does. I'm
not
talking about money. I bet he gets the cream of the crop. What do you
mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's like, what do you want me to look like tonight?
What do you think? Marion, would you sleep with... What's his name? Ron who?
Ron Perlman.
Well, he's what you call classically handsome.
Manly chest and chin.
She's not. She's shaking her head now.
Thick
fingers.
He was in Blade 2.
He's got a brow like a Neanderthal. It's pretty sexy.
Marion likes
right?
thick fingers.
His brow catches all that sweat.
Clapping in the background.
Jesus.
She loves it.
She was clapping for his brow or something.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh.
Your family. Really? They listen?
This is family friendly, though.
She's
sorry
like,
about that.
No. What was I going to say?
You got to watch the Moroccan Mafia, boy. They'll come after you.
Moroccan? What?
Be careful.
Are you Moroccan?
What do you got, Bailey?
Yeah, he was in Blade.
Do you speak
Berber? He's a, Guillermo's a big...
No, I know some Berber people.
Go ahead, Bailey. Yeah. Go ahead, Bailey.
We're done with it. Thinking. It's a weird conversation.
He's a big Guillermo. Guillermo is a big user of Ron Perlman. I even think he's in Pacific Rim in some capacity.
That movie looks awesome. He got my boy from The Wire. What's his name?
Which one?
The brother, man.
Oh, the dude you showed me who always helped out the podcast stuff with?
I might look up my boy.
I never finished The Wire, and I think he was in a later season.
He was also in Prometheus.
I never saw that.
Oh, Idris Elba. Idris Elba. Yeah, I should have known that. Yes, yeah. Idris Elba. That's right.
I mean, how many black people were in it?
Whatever.
Seriously?
What, you mean in Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
Enough. Exactly.
Any movie, I thought you were talking about The Wire. And
any
I was
movie
like,
coming out this
too
year?
Many. Right?
Yeah,
that's what I say.
It's a race car.
That's what I say.
So,
Walter.
Who we got?
Okay, so...
tell me about the Pacific... Well, I don't even know what it's about. What's
Pacific
it about?
Rim. Yeah, Walter, I think you're more qualified.
Now, you want me
one.
To explain this?
Yeah,
all
please.
If I want to get super nerdy on this...
Please,
there
do.
Is,
I have no idea what
I think it calls
I see
for
robots.
It.
It's right. like it's like Johnny Sacco's robot. You know,
you know what
I mean?
Godzilla is, right?
You know what Johnny Sacco's robot is?
Oh, you know I do.
It's
know
like
do.
It's yeah. like
Rock'em Sock'em.
It's like Rock'em Sock'em robots on it's a
nothing like that.
Like somebody filmed
it's not
it
like at all. It's not that's not what it is.
Proceed. I want to know. Right. I have no idea.
No,
what
just,
it
I'm
looks
not trying
cool.
to fuck with you.
It looks cool.
How about Charlie Day in it? That's weird.
Oh, that is really weird. Actually, I see Del Toro picks some weird people.
Ultraman.
He doesn't work with the same people that much.
I know.
Okay. There you go. You got it right. Okay, so you know what Godzilla is. You know what Ultraman
right.
is. In Japan, that's called Super Sentai. And it's basically when people get in big rubber suits and slap the shit out of each other and kick each other
sometimes
in the decks.
Yeah, that's on the internet, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's what happens on the internet.
Pay for that kind
it's
of
like
shit.
The Gimp.
Yeah.
That's right.
Step on my dick while you're dressed as Ghidorah. Yeah. All right. Well,
so what's the movie's about?
So basically, the movie is about like there are these monsters flying down on Earth. They're coming out from the sea or something. And they're fighting humanity. And to fight them back... some reason, and this is in every Super Sentai, they decide that a giant humanoid robot is the best way to fight that shit. That was classy.
But it's kind of a struggle over time, right? They don't have the robots right away. They get attacked and they think they
have I don't know the plot exactly of this, but this is every Super Sentai that ever exists, and it's basically Del Toro is trying to copy the sort of classic Japanese genre there.
And again,
I think it's very cool.
Maybe and again, the special effects look amazing.
Oh, I mean, like, the Japanese are still using rubber suits, and we're doing this. So this just shows.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do?
It's also sort of nostalgia for them. Like they'll do like shows like Power Rangers with all the same technology that they had back in like the
80s. But I bet you their overhead is low as it is. I mean,
no, it's very cheap.
You do
52 episodes a year for those shows. Yeah,
all
they
cash.
Do an episode every goddamn week. They never take a break.
Shit.
Yeah, because it's so cheap and easy to make them. You just need a dude who knows kung fu.
And how many viewers?
And
they're
so cheap and easy to make them that the stupid Americans will buy into that shit and buy into the toys and
the Asians buy into a little more, but no.
And all that
we
shit.
Really don't have nearly
You'd
as much.
Surprised, yeah.
And make it
American, I mean, have you ever heard of Kamen Rider? That's the most popular one. And
I don't know anything.
We don't get that.
All
here.
I know is that my nephews and nieces and the children at the schools, man, it's a lot of money, man, in merchandising.
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
These guys
Absolutely.
Have got to figure it out.
It's the Saban Mafia, as they call it.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So the movie, are you looking forward to it?
Oh, I'm very excited because I like to see that kind
Walter's
of stuff.
Walter's big summer movie, I think,
so
right?
So out it's, of yeah. his list, which ones do you – because I respect your opinion on film. You're
oh, well,
very
thank
critical.
You.
You're very critical.
You are – yeah.
Which is good.
It is good.
I got a critical – but so I can't turn it off either.
So out of the five –
I can't forget
I
the process.
Five that you – which ones are
yeah,
you looking forward to?
I mean, I'll see them all. Those are all on my list, and I would add a few more, like Wolverine.
Name.
The Wolverine, which is the
Hugh Jackman.
He's producing it because nobody else wanted to make it.
Yeah, but it's got a good director.
But it's going to be good.
The last one wasn't that good.
I think
no,
that was the
terrible.
Issue, but this one looks much, much better.
And this one has
ninjas.
It's got ninjas. It's
throwing
got,
stars.
It's got Masato, his Japanese wife, I believe, is part
but
it of
also
it.
Has an
Masato.
Extremely talented director behind it.
I don't think a throwing star would kill you, though. I think it would piss
no.
you off.
He's also immortal.
Like
I mean, Wolverine doesn't die. That's part of the plot of the movie.
I asked my son yesterday. I was like, if you had a superpower, which one would you get? And he's like, the power to heal fast like Wolverine.
Yeah.
That's but fuck.
And
that's
eventually
power.
Just translates into immortal,
that's
man.
Power, yeah. That's a good power. So Wolverine, what else? What else?
Kick-Ass.
I don't know if I care. I don't even think I've seen the first movie. I read the comic, but I just never really cared about it.
Well, again, Kick-Ass 2, I'll watch it, but it goes back to, and you guys have heard me say this time and time again, do you really need to make it? You just keep kicking ass. It's a classic. You move on.
It is great.
The director has credibility. We know he can make a film, and let's put something else together and move on. Don't.
This has to do with the producers of the movie, though. If you know Mark Miller, the producer and the writer of the comic, is kind of one of the biggest assholes in comics and sort of in Hollywood now. He wants to become the biggest asshole in Hollywood.
I feel like he writes comics so that they will eventually become knowing that they will absolutely become
Before he wrote Kick-Ass 2, he said he had a dream that one day he would write a movie in which people beat the shit out of each other in the middle of Times Square. And then he writes a comic where that scene happens and then says, I'm going to make this into a movie. So, I mean, like, he's doing this all with forethought. You know?
Yeah, but
he knows what he's doing.
There's something to that to have it all come to fruition.
Because Hollywood trusts him because they will buy any shit that comes out of the comic industry
He's a 20th Century Fox consultant now.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. He doesn't deserve any of that. He's not even that good a writer. But I still read most of his comics.
Me too.
Well, it sounds like an exciting summer. I mean, we're going to have a lot
of
fun.
It's
going
to be big, and I'm trying to think if I forgot anything major that's coming out.
I mean,
we're
going to see. Maybe we can do a live podcast while we're in line at the movie theater. Maybe we go back to Regal and, hook the mics up. Get some lavalier mics and hang out.
Yeah,
and
look what this shit is for.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be a good lineup.
Was there nothing else? No. Okay.
You know, I had something else.
When is Days of Future Past coming out, the new X-Men one?
Oh,
Bryan Singer.
That's not for 2014, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
That's enough to keep us busy for us.
I mean, it's going to be a big summer.
Those are the big ones.
Movies for me, it's like Christmas. It's one of my favorite seasons. You will catch me in a movie house before you catch me, looking at the flowers or hanging out at the beach or whatever. When I go to the beach, I make sure I get a hotel next to a movie theater.
Yep.
It's very important to me. It's the Christmas season for me, just like the Oscars is New Year's.
Yep.
And I'm nerdy like that, but it's something that's near and dear to me. And Santa Claus, I mean, it comes every summer and delivers.
I don't know who that is.
Roger Ebert, in peace.
I love that guy.
Pour a little liquor out for my
homie. He's a street warrior, yeah.
Seriously, that's...
Yeah, he passed away, so big ups to him.
Seriously,
but yeah.
He was one of the most prolific directors ever.
Oh, it sucked because I couldn't look. Usually I go and I look at the reviews, and I don't read reviews. I like to go into
the... I trusted him.
But at the same time, I'll look at his blog, and, for Oblivion, there was nothing there. I felt kind of bad. I go to Rotten Tomatoes, and it's a bunch of new jacks, rookies.
He didn't even have a jaw, and he was reviewing movies till the end. Like, there are movies still in theaters right now that he's reviewed.
He's a
trooper. And it's so creepy, isn't that? It's so creepy.
It is creepy.
It's creepy. But on a higher note, you know, he gave us a lot of feedback and a lot of love.
Like he reinvented the critic industry, man. Like it was owned by French critics until he came around and basically showed that it's an everyman game.
Like the, the wine game.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, and the Californians proved that, like, you know, it's bullshit. Yeah. You know, anybody can do it.
That's right.
And I think that's, I mean, he made it personable. He made it subjective because it used to be Godard is who you want to be like. Humphrey Bogart is the greatest actor.
Exactly.
You know, Marlon Brando invented, you know, modern, you know, the modern, like, you know, acting model or whatever. And it's like, you know what? It's more subjective than that. Everything isn't, you know, black and white. And people like Siskel and Ebert proved that.
You're right.
They brought it to everybody.
A whole different perspective. Yeah.
He'll definitely be missed, and I'm just happy that we got to experience him in our lifetime, and everything that he brought to the film community at large. So
definitely influenced me in a lot of ways.
That being said, gentlemen, I really appreciate you guys hanging out, coming and hanging out with us. Miriam, of course, hanging out with us and listening to us.
You're gonna have to get like a fourth mic for her. I feel so bad.
No, we gotta get her on here
just to get her laughing when I tell a joke, because I feel good about myself.
I say we do that. I second that.
Yeah.
So we got the headphones.
Broaden the family.
We got the mixer. We got the computer. It's building, right?
Every week,
it's snowballing.
Every
and
week
we have the listeners listening.
How much money we made so far?
I told nothing.
No
yet.
Money.
Jack squat. But we're doing it for the passion, because we want to do this. We want to engage.
We care about it.
Yeah, we care about you. We care about the people. We care about...
You're a real passion fruit, I can tell.
I am. And what's important, though, is I think that we're connecting, you know, on a higher level.
Yes,
you know
yes.
what I mean? Me, you, yeah. Miriam, the listeners, and people are listening.
Yeah,
I think
man.
I've got to get
connect
a lot
with
of,
us. The fans should
I,
talk
I need
to
us. Yeah, I need to get them to weigh in on Twitter and Facebook. So you
should
guys,
we give out our Twitter handle?
Well, I just have Malcolm Riddle at Twitter. It's at Malcolm Riddle.
Cool.
You know, you can find me. I do have American Riddle one, but I'm easy to find on Instagram. It's Malcolm Riddle. Twitter is Malcolm Riddle. Facebook, of course, is Malcolm Riddle. I'm kind of selective who comes on Facebook, but you can go to the American Riddle fan page, and that's there. And I do encourage you guys to, if you have subjects or anything you want us to review or talk about, just post it. You know, send us a message.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Most importantly, subscribe to it on iTunes and
put a review. It helps other people find it.
Yeah, put a review and tell a friend.
Spread the word.
Know? Yeah, spread the gospel. Yeah. We're going to keep on doing it. You know, we're doing it once a week. I've got some great guests coming up. I've got Tony Guida, Cineas Vice. He just got back from Amsterdam Royale with cheese.
Ooh, I would like to talk to anybody from Amsterdam.
Yeah, well, he's not from there, but he runs a organization called the Washington Wine and Cheese Seminar, and they were a big supporters. They still are, actually. I could go over there and hang out with them at any time. Crash at his house or whatever. He's a wonderful guy. He's been in my corner for a number of years, and he's going to be on a podcast soon. Who else I recently booked? I think I have Brian Balter. He's a news anchor from Fox 5.
You're kidding.
He owns
That's a good last name.
Well, technically he hasn't. He said he's going to do it. We got to find some time in the future. But he's a good buddy of mine. I think we kind of share a bromance.
Oh, that's cool, man.
I follow him.
I don't know if I have a, what do you call it?
Broner,
yeah. But
give him a bro job?
No. He's a great guy. He has a wine bar.
Brian Balter?
No, he has a wine bar in Annapolis called the Red Red Wine Bar.
Oh, like the song. It's
and,
a good song.
Yeah, and great guy. Wonderful guy. Family man.
I follow him on Twitter.
Yep.
You do?
Because you followed him on Twitter, and he is absolutely hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, we can,
and
can
I would love to
Bailey
be here
on Twitter.
When, yeah, you can follow.
Well, that's
me.
that's gonna be a trip, I think, because he said he'd call in, and I haven't really set up the phone
that
system
would be
yet. But I told him I'd come to him, so I'm probably gonna take a trip to Annapolis and find some time to sit down and chat with him about wine, music. He's a music lover, very very passionate about wine, and you guys see him every night on Fox 5.
He's great.
He's
great.
All around. NBC. I'm an NBC guy.
No, I know, but he's
good, you
know,
to his fans on Twitter.
Everybody's got a day job. So
I like the old black man with the earring on my NBC news.
That's Jim Vance.
He's amazing.
Yeah,
he was.
You like him, but you don't know his name. So
well, you know, I say
try
like
getting the name
and the young Chinese lady and the
Jim Vance is great.
He's Washington D.C. Maybe we can get him on the podcast.
It's quite a player.
You know what we're doing is what I'm doing. I had a friend of mine say something to me recently, and they're like, "Oh, what are you getting all your friends from the wine industry?" Well, yes, yes, and no. There are people that I've interacted with, and I think that they're interesting and they're characters in their own right. And mm-hmm. I think that the listeners have enjoyed, you know, the likes of Rick Marrero, the likes of Anthony Quinn, a.k.a. Tony the Wine Enabler. I know they're going to like the future guests. And I think they enjoy Balter.
You know? Probably not.
No. And the superhero Bailey Fink.
I try.
You know, and we're going to keep growing this. I got some feedback on, you know, my punctuation when I say domino motherfucker. Some people are digging that. So maybe I'll stick with it. Maybe I won't. Cool. You guys want to say that? Domino motherfucker?
Domino motherfucker.
That's right.
Domino motherfucker.
Now say do another take. Like,
domino dother crucker.
Do it like you're from the hood. Let me hear your hood voice.
Domino motherfucker.
I can do my Chris Tucker voice.
All right.
Domino motherfucker.